USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Cobb County Police reported Thursday that a suspect has been arrested in connection to the killing of a golf professional and two others at a Georgia golf course last weekend. Brian Roden was apprehended in Chamblee, Georgia, and has been charged with 3 counts of murder, 3 counts of aggravated assault, and 2 counts of kidnapping. Bangladesh TV stations say at least 49 people have died in a fire that broke out at a food and beverage factory outside the country's capital of Dhaka. An unidentified senior fire official said Friday rescuers were trying to recover the bodies from the burned factory, which was locked from the inside when the fire began. President Biden is scheduled to issue an executive order Friday to promote competition throughout the U.S. economy in an effort to reduce the stranglehold of monopolies and concentrated markets in major industries, including agriculture, airlines, health, broadband, and banking. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An extreme earthquake hits 35 miles southeast of Lake Tahoe. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Geophysicist Hannah Pursley is with the U.S. Geological Survey and tells us it struck near Walker, California.
It was a shallow earthquake, magnitude 5.9. Because it's so shallow, it was also fairly strong. The shaking in Walker was very strong. The earthquake was felt widely through California and in parts of Nevada. As of right now, the earthquake has over 30 magnitude 2.5 or larger aftershocks.
She is able to pinpoint the epicenter of the quake.
The closest town to the earthquake is Walker, California. The earthquake is within a couple miles of the town.
Walter Schaub, former ethics chief under President Obama, slammed the Biden White House Thursday as the current administration's plan to propose making buyers of Hunter Biden's artwork anonymous in order to skirt ethics concerns. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As violent crime spikes across the nation, nonviolent crime has also spiked. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Violent crimes are not the only crime surging. Mail theft is up 160% this year with nearly 300,000 complaints, but the group that could help with the problem, the Postal Police Officers, claim they have been sidelined and essentially defunded by the U.S. Postal Service. President of the Postal Police Officers Association, Frank Alvergo, tells Fox News what's happened and how they've been essentially defunded.
About a year ago, The Postal Service pulled Postal Police off the streets. We were protecting mail. We were protecting the postal infrastructure. We were protecting postal workers. And they made a policy choice to restrict us to Postal Service real property. We sued the Postal Service. Federal court ruled that if the Postal Service chose to put us out on the street again to protect your mail, the Postal Service certainly could do that. But they have chosen not to do that, and it's inexplicable.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The entire east and southeast portion of Massachusetts are currently under tropical storm warnings for Tropical Storm Elsa. Elsa will be a quick mover from mid-morning to mid-afternoon Friday. 2 to 4 inches of rainfall is expected. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.